News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The International Criminal Court has found the former Congolese rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda guilty Monday of all counts, 18 of them, of war crimes and crimes against humanity. The rebel leader had denied being a killer and a war criminal when he spoke at his trial. ICC prosecutors say that he commanded a rebel group that killed, raped, and exploited people in Congo's eastern Ituri province in 2002 and 2003. The United Nations Atomic Energy Agency confirmed Monday that Iran has surpassed the limit on how much uranium it is allowed to enrich under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal. Iran announced earlier in the day that it had surpassed the limit in breach of the agreement aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. Iran said it had passed 4.5% enrichment. AP's John Gambrill reports.
That may not sound like a big number, but the reason why the authorities had sought the 3.67% is because it's a low enough number that it can power nuclear power plants and be used for other peaceful purposes, but it doesn't start to edge up towards weapons-grade levels of 90%.
Iran said it could consider enriching uranium to 20% as it abandons its commitments under the nuclear deal unless it gets help from the accord's other signatories to overcome the crippling effect of U.S. economic sanctions. U.S. President Trump imposed the sanctions after he withdrew from the pact last year. President Trump said Monday he would no longer deal with Britain's ambassador to Washington, Kim Derrick, after the key envoy disparaged him as inept, insecure, and incompetent, and his administration as uniquely dysfunctional. British authorities are investigating who might be responsible for Monday's leak of diplomatic cables from Washington. This is VOA News. Jeffrey Epstein, a U.S. hedge fund billionaire with links